Thank you for joining us for our broadcast today. My name is Ben Bailey.
Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith would not fail. Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. Peter stands as a powerful example because of his humanity, because of his weakness, but because of his weakness that was turned into great strength for the cause of Christ. Peter's an example that many of us can relate to in our own life. He was often impulsive, impetuous, and often the one who got caught up in sin and needed to learn from his own weakness so that he could be a greater example for faithfulness to God. When I think of Peter, several scenes stand out in the accounts of our Lord and Savior's life. For example, as Jesus is out on the water, the disciples think it's a ghost at first. They realize it's Jesus. And do you remember what Peter does? Peter says to Jesus, "Lord, bid me that I come out to you." Jesus does that. And as long as Peter is focused on Jesus, he's out there walking on the water with him. But you remember the minute he takes his eyes off the Savior, he begins to sink like a rock. Jesus grabs him up out of the water. What do we learn from Peter's example there? Peter had a human side, just like us. When he kept his gaze focused on Christ, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, his eyes on the goal, he was able to accomplish what he wanted. The moment he got afraid, the moment he looked at the waters around him and got scared, he began to sink. You remember Peter as Jesus is being taken captive. There they come with a great crowd, with weapons, and Peter's the first one to draw the sword and take action. Jesus says, "Put your sword up." He takes care of the servant who Peter cut his ear off, but Peter was impulsive. He could make snap-second decisions without really thinking about that. And of course, you remember Luke chapter 22. Verse 31 following, Jesus tells his disciples, "This night they're going to strike the shepherd and the sheep are going to be scattered." And Peter says, "Lord, I don't care if all forsake you. I'll never forsake you." And Jesus says, "Oh yeah, before the rooster crows, you'll deny me." And Jesus there confronts Peter with his greatest weakness. Peter falls. He was everything he needed to be. He's the first one to take action. Often, he's the first one to say something. He thought he was right where God wanted him to be. And yet, Jesus said, "Tonight, you're going to deny me." How sad it was when that rooster crowed. There they are in the square. Jesus is being taken to trial. "Aren't you with this man?" "Oh, no, not me." "Are you sure? Your speech sounds like it." "No, not me." In fact, the accounts tell us the third time, Peter began to curse and vehemently deny that he knew the man. And then he remembered the words of Jesus. You see, Peter was human. He knew that he did fall short. He knew he got caught up in sin. Now, there's no doubt that Jesus restores him, that he becomes a great worker for God. But you know, from Peter's example, I learned that in my life, sometimes I may think I'm everything God wants me to be. I'm right where I need to be as a Christian. I'm growing. I'm faithful. And then I realize, you know what? I've got these weaknesses. I've got these things in my faith that I need to grow in. I need to double check my commitment and make sure that I'm really faithful to God. Now, did Peter learn from his lesson? You bet he did. Peter went on to write two great epistles, and in both of those, he reminded us to not think that we're right, but to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. In fact, Peter would say, "As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the Word that you may grow thereby." And so as I think about Peter's example, I'm reminded that I need to make sure, examine myself, 2 Corinthians 13:5, that I'm really as committed as I think I am. Jesus said this, "Be faithful unto death, and then I'll give you the crown of life." Revelation 2, verse 10. Are we really looking at ourselves through the mirror of God's Word? James 1, verse 25. Are we making sure that our commitment is what it needs to be? Or have we fooled ourselves? Let's each examine ourselves. Let's think about the example of Peter. Let's look at his impulsive, impetuous nature. Let's look at his downfalls. But let's also look at how he learned from those, grew, and came to be one of the great servants and followers of Jesus Christ. And let's see ourselves and see if we don't have those weaknesses, if we don't have those difficulties, and Let's learn from our mistakes and be more faithful to God than we've ever been before. Are you sure today that your faithfulness is where it needs to be? Are you sure today that you'd give it all up to die and follow Jesus? Peter thought he would, but he didn't. Are you sure you've grown in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior? May God help each one of us to be as faithful and as committed as Peter was once he learned from his mistakes.